This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wouldn't you like to take a vacation from your bills? Well, you can. With credit card balances at an all-time high and Golden Oak's 5.25% rate, you could be saving thousands of dollars after a simple phone call. Call today and get your cash in as little as 14 days and make no payments for 2 months. Visit GoldenOakLending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
6.19 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Washington, D.C. Acknowledge me.
Chris Russell on the Team 980.
I'm not trying to be a jerk.
It is a Monday of Super Bowl week. And if you thought we were just going to talk about the Philadelphia Eagles and the Kansas City Chiefs, baby, are you wrong? Because the owner has stepped to the plate. And as I said to somebody, let's just say very important to matters akin, the owner just hit a grand slam. That's right, it's not baseball season yet. But the owner of the Washington Commanders just hit a grand slam. For many reasons. One in particular, but for many reasons. Good afternoon, everybody. Nice to have you back with us. 4 minutes after the hour, 1 o'clock, Mad Max is back with us today off of his fresh signing with the Toronto Blue Jays. Mad Max is getting ready for pitchers and catchers to report down to, I believe you're going to report to Dunedin. I believe so. That's still where you're expected to report in just about a week or so. So we'll be losing you then. You'll basically run the show from Central Florida.
Yes.
Back from the weekend, and we have, guess what? Another Alex Ovechkin goal. You'll hear it later. We have two monster, enormous, earth-shattering NBA deals, one which got completely swallowed up because of the furor of the first. We'll get into some of that later on. We'll do more of that probably tomorrow because Doc's a Lakers fan. So, you know, that's kind of interesting. And I think Linnell will be back with us on Wednesday, and he cares a lot about the NBA. So I'm not going to spend a lot of time on that today. Spend some, not a lot. But today started with, oh, hey, isn't this cute? Myles Garrett demands a trade out of Cleveland. Oh, hey, guess who needs a pass rushing and run edge stopping defensive end that happens to be a really, 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 really good player? Yeah, the Washington Commanders. More on that coming up. But then there was so much going on in my mind between the two big NBA trades. The Caps and the Jets going at it on Saturday night. Royal Rumble. Just everything. There was so much going on that I forgot Josh Harris was going to speak at 11:30. So I was a couple of minutes late to that on the radio. And then almost immediately, among many things, Josh Harris said the most, by far, definitive and long-lasting words that he has said really about anything But specifically about this thing, which is the name, which has been so controversial for so many years, which has been a lot of what you people care about. I don't care about it at all. I have made my voice very clear on that. Brand and identity means nothing to me. Nothing. Brand and identity means nothing to me. The Redskins name was worth fighting for and fighting over because it was a historical, like, landmark name identification. Once they went away from that, I immediately stopped caring, other than, hey, man, this is what I have to talk about for my job. This is what we do. And some people are going to like it, and some people aren't going to like it, and there's going to be news, and we talk about it, and what have you. Much to my chagrin, over the last couple of years, even though the name changed officially 3 years ago and 3 years and one day ago on 2/2/22, as I heard Kevin Sheehan refer to it on the way in as that god-awful day, there was nothing god-awful for me about it. I was fine. I mean, Commanders, Armada, Hoosie Watsies, it just didn't matter, right? Again, whatever you want to call yourself, whatever you want to name yourself, I'm cool. I'm fine, right? But, little did I know, 3 years later, it would probably still be the most hot-button topic that there is in Washington social circles when it comes to the football team. Whether it be politicians, whether it be fans, whether it be players, coaches, executives, what have you, talk shows, all of that. More than what happens on the football field, more than what happened on the field this year, I think based on the sentiment that I get and the response that I get, it is the thing that has driven the most conversation, and I continue to be absolutely befuddled by it. That being said, I understand what my job is. I understand. I get it. And I understand that it is an important topic for you all for whatever reason you have. And I've given up on trying to figure out you guys, just like I've given up trying to figure out this country. I mean, look at what's going on in the current climate. I'll just leave it at that. I stopped trying to think that Americans used common sense a long time ago. So while this isn't that, this is something locally akin to not using common sense, which is caring more about a team nickname, a brand, an identity, a logo, a shield, a this, a that, than almost anything else, if not everything else. That being said, this year, winning 12 games, having a franchise quarterback, having the visionary leadership of Adam Peters and Dan Quinn, and, oh, by the way, the man who absolutely drove their hires in Josh Harris at the controls, in charge, with feet firmly entrenched in the ground. I thought, surely we're going to be able to actually, I don't know, be a real football town again. And there was lots of evidence to that fact. There was lots of evidence to that. Not enough, in my opinion, because every once in a while, and it happened last Monday on this radio station, it came back into full furor, and right away, immediately, the bodies weren't even cold yet, right, from the season. And yet, right away, we were forced to deal with, let's hope the name changes. Let's do something about it. I think something's going to be done about it. You know, all that. And so we had to deal with that immediately. Not in May, immediately. And that's fine. Everybody's got their thing. I don't have to like it. Everybody's got their thing. But you knew it was going to come up today. You knew it was going to come up. As soon as Josh Harris announced, or the Commanders announced, that Josh Harris was going to have an end-of-season press conference, you knew at some point it was going to come up. And Josh, of course, was asked about the Commanders team name and the possibility of changing it. And here is what he said.
Josh, Steve Weiner from the Associated Press. Following up on John's question earlier, is it safe to say the Commanders name is around just to stay? Is that safe to say from your standpoint?
Yes. And we're actually, I think it's now being embraced by our team, by our culture, by our coaching staff. And so, we're going with that.
We're going with that. And yes, a definitive yes when asked, is the Commander's name staying around? Now, there was many other news items to come out of this particular press conference, but Josh Harris, the owner of this team, if you don't want to call him, I'll call him the savior from the abyss. Whether you agree or disagree with him on certain things, on a lot of things, on everything, what have you. I'm not saying I'm going to agree with him on everything. But I just want to say this. Thank you, Mr. Harris. Thank you, Josh. Thank you, Josh, for A, being very clear, very definitive, and also for using common sense. The Commander's name does not need to change. It never needed to change. There is no guarantee ever under any circumstances that you are going to find a name that fits, that works, that makes the large majority, the overwhelming majority happy. As a matter of fact, you could be opening up Pandora's box or just shifting to another box. Not to mention how costly it is, not only to actually change all of the signage, which is part of it, but changing a brand and logos and doing all the legal mumbo jumbo, let's just call it. Not to mention, again, in a brand-driven society, where it doesn't matter how good your product is, the only thing that matters in America a lot of the time is if people know the brand. Because people are so hell-bent, so stubborn, so pig-headed on brand. It doesn't matter if you have a great mom-and-pop restaurant. People don't know you. They know Applebee's. It doesn't matter if you make a great cup of coffee. It doesn't matter. People know Starbucks. It doesn't matter, in a lot of cases, how good your television product is. It doesn't matter. People know the NFL, and they know the NBA, and they know college football, and so on and so forth. It does not matter. Okay? So the bottom line is this. Josh Harris had, up until today, said very, very, very little other than, hey, man, everything's under consideration. Everything's up in the air. We haven't made those decisions yet. Basically paraphrasing that. You just heard the follow-up question from Steve Wino of the Associated Press. Kudos to Steven. Good reporter. Really good reporter. Hey, just want to be clear. And he referenced John's question. Just want to be clear. Double down. Are you saying that the Commander's name is around moving forward? And I'm paraphrasing here. And it was unmistakable for the very first time what Josh Harris said. And that is not forever. He did not use the term forever. But he used the term essentially, or it sent the message that this is not open for consideration anytime soon, if at all ever. They are going to take their chances that they can convince you by winning on the field and by being a great product, a fun product to go and support and wrap your arms around, they are going to take their chances that you are going to eventually embrace the term Commanders, which is what you should do. And it is the smartest business plan that Josh Harris and the Washington Commanders honestly could come up with. Because I've heard all sorts of things. Well, it doesn't matter what the fan or what the coaches and the players think. They're not going to be here forever. You know what does matter? That Josh Harris buys into that. That Magic Johnson and Mitchell Rales and Mark Ein and their partners buy into that. That's what matters. And trust me, if they didn't buy into it, if they didn't believe, hey, short term, this is not going to be a popular thing. Short term, we might have to take some hits. Short term, there's some potholes in the road. But long term, moving forward, we feel, we think, we believe that this is the right thing to do. And they said it very clearly today for the first time. We're going with that in reference to the Commanders team name. After saying it's now being embraced by our team, by our culture, by our coaching staff. You didn't hear a lot of players and a lot of coaches this year, right? Go, hey man, it feels great to play for the Washington Redskins or the You didn't hear a lot of that. Maybe an occasional slip. I have an occasional slip. And again, I had no problem with the term Redskins. I understand the controversy behind it. I was not fighting to get rid of Redskins at all. That was a name worth the emotions and battling over. Commanders, which is the name that they ultimately settled on, I never felt in any way, shape, or form that it was a terrible name, a bad name, an awful name, all the things that you all people call it, and I see thousands of you respond to me on Twitter and social media telling me how I'm an idiot and a bleep hole and that I don't understand, that I wasn't born here and all that. Listen, you're all full of baloney. Baloney. There is nothing worth being as upset about as you people have been about the term Commanders, the name Commanders. Redskins, again, I always understood. Commanders, never understood. And yes, each is a name. But you surely understand there's a difference why I'm saying what I've said and why I've always believed that, again, Redskins should be treated differently than Commanders in terms of the fight, the passion, the emotional energy, all of that. And being that Redskins is forever dead, and I understand why. You don't have to like it, but I understand why. I was just hoping at one point we could all be responsible adults and actually like just move on and just say, you know what? It's not what I would prefer. It's not what I would like. I'm going to support the team because that's what the team chose to be called. That's what the team chose. Now, here's the problem. I understand this. The people that made that decision are no longer here. I got it. I understand that. And that sucks to some degree, but here's what I would say in response to that. If that was truly, truly important to Josh Harris and his group, he would have prioritized it. He would have done something about it. But he, like many of us that I think buy into common sense, understand that a name is just a name. It's a moniker. It is what it is. It's not life and death. When he bought the Philadelphia 76ers, do you think Josh Harris for one second thought, you know what? 76ers is pretty stupid. Even though it had a direct meaning to the city of Philadelphia, and we all understand why, that's pretty stupid. Let's name them the Philadelphia Donuts. Right? He understood immediately what kind of task that is to pull off immediately. When he bought the New Jersey Devils, he said, you know, probably looked in his mirror and said, do I want the team that I own to be named the Devils? God, that's kind of stupid, right? Yet he immediately understood the branding and the history of that franchise that it was not worth rocking the boat for. It was not worth upsetting people. It was not worth spending millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars to conduct a search, the execution, the signage, the change, the legalities, all of that. He understood. Just like he understood when he bought the Washington Commanders, whether he loved it or he didn't love it, that they were going to evaluate it. And then they were going to come to a decision. And they came officially to that decision publicly today. And again, I don't expect many of you to like this. I get it. But I, for one, am very, 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 very thankful what Josh Harris declared today. Because it closes the door on something that I felt was a waste of time. Now, that's my opinion. That's obviously not many of yours, but I felt it was a waste of time. So good for Josh Harris. And on top of that, I feel vindicated. I kept telling you, Commanders is fine. Commanders is what it is. It's a name. Who cares? It's still your football team. It's still Washington, D.C. It's still the Burgundy and Gold. It's still Jaden Daniels, Adam Peters, and Dan Quinn. It's still a team that you can wrap your arms around. It's still a team that you can love. You don't have to love everything about it. Do we love everything about everyone that we love in our lives? No! Treat it like that. Treat it like that. 124 on the Team 980, just getting rocking and rolling. Your calls coming up next on the Team 980, always live and free on the Odyssey app.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, it is still a Motown Monday in the nation's capital and beyond, right here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey. Yet, listen, you don't have to like that I'm happy about this. I'm happy for selfish reasons. I didn't want to continue to deal with this. And now, unless you are just so stubborn and obstinate, which I suppose many of you are, now there's no reason to deal with this anymore. Josh Harris made it explicitly clear, and I appreciate that. And even if he would have said, you know what, we're strongly considering a name change, I would appreciate that. I would disagree with that. I wouldn't love that. I wouldn't like it. But I would appreciate the honesty and the candor. If you don't like what Josh Harris said, at least appreciate the fact that he was willing to say it. At least appreciate the fact that he was willing to put his neck on the line to say, hey, guys, he didn't say it exactly like this. We thought about this a lot. We realize it's a polarizing topic. But the players, the coaches, the team, the this, the that, believe in this name or believe in this. It has a certain significance, right? That's growing. In this building, the name Commanders means something. What do you think he meant by that? It meant that they have an identity, that they have a footprint, that they have a DNA. It goes back to what we talked about last week, the stability, the foundation. Being the most important thing that they found this year. Structure, stability, cohesion, chemistry. Some of that is brotherhood and all that crap. I'm talking about the entire organization. An organization that was once nothing about anything but turmoil is now one of the safest structures, if you will, in the NFL. And it's because of leadership and vision like this. It may not be exactly what you want to hear, but it was honest. It was thoughtful. It was meaningful. And we have seen, those of you, let me take a deep breath here. Real quickly, Max, I'll wrap this up. I remember at a charity event, I believe it was in September, maybe it was in early October, Josh said something, and everyone ran around like a lunatic with their head cut off saying, oh, see, he's got to change the name, he's got to change the name. Meanwhile, his wife, Marjorie Harris, who I've gotten to meet a couple of times, very nicely, she said something almost exactly the opposite, which was, you know, and I forget the exact quote, I'll have to look it up, but basically the commander's name is fine. Like, it's not even a thing. And nobody except for this lunatic that's yelling in your mic and your radio thought, oh, wait a second. If Marjorie thinks that, well, I didn't know definitively. If Marjorie is saying that, well, why would she be saying that? Unauthorized. If that wasn't a legitimate belief, a legitimate deal. I'll try and find the exact quote. I got it somewhere. But the point being is, from day one of this ownership group, I remember the day that they had the pep rally at FedEx Field after the ownership went through or transfer went through. And there were people in this building that were running around saying, oh, the name change is definitively happening. It is happening because of what Magic Johnson alluded to on the Today Show and because what Josh Harris said in a statement. Come on, people. Come on. Come on. Again, I'm not saying I've known all along that they weren't changing the name. I was hoping that they would use common sense, which was not to put this franchise through another name, brand, identity change. Because, again, even though it doesn't matter to me, it does matter to a lot of people. And I get that. I recognize that. I'm not that selfish. But I was hoping they would do the right thing. And the right thing is stability, is establishing roots, a footprint, DNA. That's the right thing. That's the right thing. You don't have to love the right thing, but that is the right thing. All right, time for a quick trending alert and then out to your calls, I promise. We're coming right at you. We'll go rapid fire through it. We've got so much to get to. We will try and get to it all today. Plenty to obviously get through tomorrow as well, right here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, so Josh Harris was not definitive in any sort of way about where they are going to build the new stadium. He did say, hey, look, whether you, again, believe this or not, we're letting the jurisdictions kind of decide what they want to do. Let's make sure that the land transfer at RFK, now that it's gone through, that they indeed want to build a stadium and that they were not just doing that for political process and public favor. Let's make sure. Now, whether you believe that or not, I mean, clearly, Josh was asked, I think by Eric Flack, maybe it was Mark Seagraves, I can't remember. Hey, man, like, is it important to you to own the stadium, control, you know, the land, all that stuff? Like, we're going to get into all this stuff as it goes along. It's a very complicated political process. But the one thing that Josh said, I thought was cool, right? Which was, hey, you know, and I don't have the exact quote. It was important to get Washington, D.C. to the table because they couldn't negotiate with essentially more than one municipality without getting Washington, D.C. to the table. Because it's very clear that Virginia, after they absolutely just bungled the Capitals and Wizards situation, is not going to be able to have their ducks in a row or whatever. So I thought it was important that Josh said, hey, look, it was just about giving Washington, D.C. a chance to say, yes, this is what we want to do. yes, this is what we believe in. And of course, from a business and a common sense standpoint, listen, he didn't say this, but he doesn't have to say this. When you have more than one bidder, that's advantageous to the product that's up for bid, which is a new football stadium. And he doesn't have to say that for you to understand that, right? For you to use common sense. And I think that's what strikes me the most about this ownership group so far. For all the things that they have done, for all the decisions that they have made, they use common sense. Now, that doesn't always mean you're going to agree. That doesn't mean you're always going to like it. But they use common sense. All right, let's get out to the phones, get you aboard in the show, and your reaction to Josh Harris for the first time definitively saying Commanders isn't going anywhere. Again, many of you, I understand, are not going to like it, but that's I didn't make that decision. He did. They did. So let's get you aboard in the show. Chuck is in Pennsylvania in the leadoff spot. Chuck, thanks for hanging in there. How are you?
I'm good. How are you today?
Good, Chuck. What's going on?
Okay, so I understand your point of view, especially, you know, young people feel the same way, so you must be pretty young at heart.
Young at heart, this. Maybe. I'm not very young, though. I'm 51, man. I wish I was younger.
All right, well, I'm 62.
Okay.
So I have loved this team for over half a century, okay? And this was more than just a name change. It was a complete rebrand. And I'll tell you, I'm still a season ticket holder. I still drive from Pennsylvania down to games. I still support the team. But I just don't have that same emotional attachment to the team. I feel like something was ripped away. But I will tell you this. You are right in saying that from a business standpoint, it is the right decision because the people who are long in the tooth like me, we're trying to bring all of us back and everything. It isn't a good business decision. It's the younger folks that they're shooting for. But I agree. Sheehan a couple months ago made the comment that we shouldn't have to apologize for how raw we feel about how this went down. And I don't apologize for that. Like I said, I still support the team. Mm-hmm. I go to every game in full Redskin gear, and I will always do that. But again, I feel like something's been ripped away, and I just don't have that same emotional attachment after over 50 years of being a fan.
So, Chuck, let me jump in and go back and forth with you here real quickly. I understand everything you just said, and I appreciate you, and I respect you for feeling the way you do, okay? I'm not here to tell you you shouldn't feel emotional divorce or emotional separation over the name Redskins, okay? I fought forever to keep the name Redskins. I never believed in the anti-Redskins movement. I understand why it happened. I don't like that it happened. I get it all. I guess my opposition always has been to the dye-in-the-wool opposition to Commanders, which I've never understood. I think it's just a byproduct of obviously being the name that Dan Snyder chose or allowed, along with Jason Wright and along with other executives that are no longer here, that they chose, which now shapes the future of the franchise. Okay, I understand being some disappointment with that, and I get how that looks, right? It wasn't the name that people were hoping for, but even if it was the name that people were hoping for, there were some people, Hawks, Red Hawks, Red Wolves, Wolves, even that people were going to be opposed to. But I get that people wish that there was a different name, process, what have you. My point, I guess, is, okay, you're initially disappointed. You're initially stunned. You're initially like, really, Commanders? Because that's kind of how I was, right? But at some point, you just move on. You just move on. And you do what you're doing, even though you're admitting some emotional separation. And I get that. You're doing your thing. You're still Chuck in Pennsylvania. You're still going to games. You're still rooting for the football team. You're still rooting for the burgundy and gold. And that's what I want. I get that people don't love Commanders. I get it. There's nothing to love about Commanders. There's also nothing to hate. And that's my whole thing.
And I get that. You know, as a veteran, when they came up with Commanders, I said, okay, you know, that's, but, you know, it's just that, again, it wasn't just the name change. It was the complete rebrand. Because to be honest with you, had they just changed the name, yeah, I would have complained for about 5 minutes loudly, but then I would have said, well, you know what, it could have been worse. But instead, they went scorched earth and changed everything. And I will tell you, every single time I get the survey from the team after a home game, I tell them, put the helmets back on the Ring of Fame. Okay, that's how scorched earth they went. They took the helmets off the Ring of Fame. So, again, they just, it's like if you cared about the logo and the name and everything, they beat you with a stick over it.
I understand that, but you... And listen, I appreciate the phone call and I appreciate your sentiment. What I would say to you is this. The logo, the Indian head logo, was not as controversial, of course, as the name Redskins turned out to be. But if you think about it, right, in Cleveland, before they finally went Indians to Guardians, they were dealing with the Chief Wahoo logo. They have changed the logo for the Golden State Warriors franchise 11 or 12 times in the last 30 years. They have changed it constantly to avoid the Native American negative connotation. In so many teams and cities, St. John's Red Men went from Red Men to Red Storm. The Orange Men went from the Orange Men to the Orange, right? In Syracuse and so on and so forth. Teams have had to evolve. Teams have had to evolve. And Redskins alone would have changed some things, but it would not have gotten the very, very, very loud opposition voices to shut up and quiet themselves down and to leave the organization alone instead of on their soapbox stomping their feet and sucking on their thumbs if you changed the name Redskins but kept the Redskins logo. And that's why they went scorched earth. I appreciate the phone call. It's a very good call. I appreciate you. Really, I do. Look, we don't have to agree. We don't have to agree. We can all respect each other. Like, I respect that you guys like certain things that I don't like, okay? I know it may seem like I don't. What I don't respect or understand is those that put the name change, the identity, the shield, the logo, the brand over the substance, over the steak and potatoes. You know, I deal with somebody that very much believes in brand as being the number one important thing. Okay? And I'm always telling this person, hey, man, let your talents stand up for yourself. Let your talents do the talking. Don't worry about the brand. The brand will follow. Right? So that's just my philosophy. Am I wrong for that philosophy? Maybe. I don't know. Take a time out. More of your calls coming straight up. 301-230-0980 on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, we're going to go right back to the calls just to get as many of you in as we can and keep the line moving. Again, you don't have to agree with me. I don't have to agree with you. You don't have to like what you like. Everybody likes something different. But, again, I'm thankful for Josh Harris being honest and transparent and being candid and for also removing this constant turmoil, this very, very divisive topic from our plates. I think, you know, after today, tomorrow, whatever, I don't think we have to discuss this anymore because it's irrelevant at this point. And moving forward, when he, as definitively, clearly as he ever has been, said, we're not changing the name. And he didn't say that word or that phrase, but that's what he said. All right, back to you on the phones. Let's go to Tom in Columbia. Next up, Tom on the Team 980. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. I think the point that you're running into is you're looking at this from a cognitive or intellectual point of view, and we're fans. And I think what it comes down to is this, is that Dan Snyder and a few of his cronies, numbering maybe a half dozen or so, changed the name. Mm-hmm. Redskin fans number tens of millions, and we stretch all the way down through the Carolinas to Georgia, historically from the Redskins radio network days.
Sure, sure.
And it's a very passionate name.
Understood.
And Josh Harris, he's a businessman. His statement today, he mentioned players, administrators, coaches, but what's the one group he left out?
Fans.
You know?
He left out fans.
Didn't say fans.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, the team bought Rolexes for administrators, coaches, and players. What do fans get? Do we get a cut on concessions? Do we get a cut on ticket prices? Do we get a cut on parking? I don't think we did. So we're long-suffering fans, and I think what happens is you're confusing a cognitive approach versus the emotional side of fans.
Mm-hmm.
Fans being fanatics. I'm a fanatic.
I would agree.
I'm a rational guy in my day job.
Yeah.
When it comes to the Redskins, I'm a fanatic. I mean, I felt like your opening segment today that you were actually denigrating us, like putting us down and thumbing us in the eye. And I'll be the first one to say, this issue is not going away. We're Redskins for life. When you're 6 years old and your mom gives you Redskin pajamas, that's in your DNA. That ain't going away. Your media, you come, you go. You might get free tickets. Maybe you get hospitality at the game. Maybe they throw you some bones here and there. We're the fans that are long-suffering. The name is Redskins. It never changed to us. Dan Snyder didn't tell us. He may have told you. He may have told the media. They came up with that concoction of a name that Redskin fans don't like. So if you think this is going away, we're just reinforced. We're reinforced.
All right. Okay, Tom. You have a right to think like that. I don't think I'm denigrating you in any sort of way. I think what I am saying is that, again, my perspective, my point of view is the name is not that big of a deal. And Redskins was a name worth fighting for, and Commanders was not, and that's how I've approached this. And it just doesn't matter to me like it matters to you. But that's okay. That's okay. I understand why Redskins was so important. That being said, I had no choice but to move on, you know?
No, I agree. You're looking at it from a rational perspective.
Yeah.
I don't.
Well, that's also my job. You know, I mean, you don't have to like what I say, but that's also my job is to use a little bit of, you know, common, maybe not common sense is the wrong word, to counter sometimes the emotional side of sports.
Right.
You have to use some rational behavior.
Right, but I think like in this case here, people tend to tip their cap to Josh on certain things, and I do that. I'm not stupid. I like what he's built, but I also understand that when he doesn't mention the fans' names today, he did it on purpose. He's not a stupid guy.
It's a fair point. It's a fair point.
Now here's the point, and this goes back to the Ken Beatrice days. You guys in the media, you guys come, you guys go. What's the average length of a player in the NFL? What, 3.5 years?
Yeah,
maybe? Players come.
Yeah, Tom, I've been here for 16 years. I ain't going anywhere. So I wasn't born here. I mean, I guess that makes me a bad person. No. But you know, I'm not going anywhere. I'm dying here. You know.
Well, I was just in Western Carolina over the weekend. Tons of Redskin fans, never been to DC in their life.
Yeah,
huge fans. So. Yeah. I don't buy that argument, but the thing about it is he intentionally left fans out of that equation.
That is your number one point right there of all points, and I got to let you run. I appreciate the phone call. Your number one point there is you're right. I did not hear him use the word fans. I mean, he did specifically say, okay, he did specifically say in this building, the name Commanders means something. It's about players who love football, are great at football, hit hard, mentally tough, great teammates. It's really meaningful. That name is growing in meaning as far as rebranding and bringing our past, which obviously I grew up with, and all the Super Bowl championships, which were Redskins, 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 and our future together. You're going to see us head back towards honoring our past and bringing it back toward our future, which got everybody to think, fine, that maybe the logo maybe can be incorporated somehow. The true colors, this, that, and the other thing. Bottom line is, okay, you're right. He did not say fans, but his job as an owner, his job as an owner is to do what's best for the organization. What he feels, what they feel is best for the organization. And we don't want fans running football operations, right? So do we want fans running business operations? I'll let that sit as we head towards the 2 o'clock top of the hour, a little bit late. We'll get back on track here and keep the calls going at 301-230-0980. Stay with us on the Team 980, always live and free on the Odyssey app.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
At T-Mobile, we'll give you four free 5G phones and four lines for only $25 per line per month with eligible trade-ins. And no, it's not a contest. It's every day for a limited time. Everyone's a winner on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay. Up to $830 off each phone via 24 monthly bill credits plus taxes, fees, and $10 device connection charge. For well qualified customers, contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.